North Carolina GOP overrides Democrat governor's veto of pro-ICE bill. By Warner Todd Houston on June 27, 2026. The GOP-led North Carolina House overrode their Democrat governor's veto of a bill that requires law enforcement to work with federal immigration officials. The new law will also punish so-called sanctuary cities for violations. On Wednesday, the House passed the North Carolina Border Protection Act, SB 153, into law over the governor's objections. After the legislature passed the bill at the end of 2024, Governor Stein vetoed it in June of last year. The bill then spent the following year going in and out of debate before finally finding enough votes to override the veto this week, according to the Carolina Journal. The new law strengthens the relationship between state law enforcement and federal immigration officials by requiring state policing agencies to work with ICE and other immigration officials and to observe federal immigration detainers of criminal illegals. In addition, the law will hold to account local cities or counties with policies that give illegals sanctuary, sanctioning them for violating the requirements to cooperate with the feds. Republican State Senator Phil Berger, who sponsored the bill, praised the veto override vote and said on social media that the legislature was taking decisive action to end sanctuary policies and tackle illegal immigration. The North Carolina Border Protection Act is now law. This requires state law enforcement agencies to cooperate with federal immigration officials and hold sanctuary cities accountable for their defiance of state law. The General Assembly is taking decisive action to end. Senator Phil Berger, at Senator Berger, June 24, 2026. The Franklin County GOP added that the newly minted law will save lives. This common sense measure will save lives. Illegals who are arrested for further crimes need to be reported to ICE and deported before they cause more harm to U.S. citizens. Franklin County NC Republican Party, at Franklin Cop, June 24, 2026. Meanwhile, across the country in the Midwest, the state of Indiana also passed a new immigration bill to require state law enforcement agencies to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. In February, the state legislature and the Hoosier State passed Senate Enrolled Act 76, also dubbed the Fairness Act, which requires state law enforcement to comply with federal immigration detainers. The governor signed it in March, and the provisions are now going into effect as Public Law 106. The new law also requires employers to hire only those employees who are legally authorized to work in the USA and sanctions employers who knowingly hire illegals. Employers could face the suspension of all business licenses among other penalties if caught violating the law, the Indiana lawyer reported. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita warned businesses that with the full implementation of the Fairness Act on July 1, his office will become more proactive about seeking out violators. Starting July 1, you're going to see our office more and more at job sites like this to see exactly what's going on and who's being hired and how many, he said in a press conference when the bill passed earlier this year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.